Viv.
I'm Felicia.
This is the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Yes.
But it might as well be the Challenge Podcast, because we're here again. Yes. Talking about the challenge.
Yes. It's the...
three episodes in. Challenge 40.
Yes. And it's the big season. A lot of fucking people. I mean, we started out with 40.
Yes. Hella money. They're living in a castle.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. This season seems less comfortable than the other seasons because...
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, the last season before, they had, like, big beds. I'm so...
I mean, they were just saying that they had the... I mean, like, these were bigger beds, more comfortable beds. Like,
oh, okay, space. Okay.
I was about to say, I'm like, I'd like to think the last two seasons were a little cheap, saving up for this one.
Oh, okay. Because I remember they did a tour around, I'm like, oh my god, they have, like, full beds to themselves. But maybe it's full beds with uncomfortable mattresses. I don't know.
And also, when people start leaving, I know they start put. I would put them get together.
Yeah,
triple
true.
King, mm-hmm. California yeah. King,
mm-hmm.
L.A. King. I don't know the difference, but yeah, I'd have like if I'm in the last stretch, yeah. I'm getting all the room is just mattresses.
Yeah, I'm putting mattresses on the walls
because I
put a mattress on the floor. I roll off
period.
Into another mattress.
You know them challenges have them bitches going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm just gonna. Save myself some money instead of going to the psych ward. I'm just going to build it here.
Just going to pad up the walls.
And you know, after them challenges, you tired as hell. You open the door, you just fall. Then you sleep. You're ready for the next one, TJ. Wake me up.
I'm going to my room full of mattresses now. Walks in.
You fall in like a Lego. You fall apart. Yeah. Like,
we're sold out. we started off with... if you watch, like, our last two videos, we talked about, you know, the breakdowns of which teams they were on. But we start off this season with immediately jumping right in into a
elimination.
Challenge. Into a challenge that will lead to an elimination.
Yes.
An elimination that will involve two people from each team going home.
Yes. Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
And, I mean, I knew. Big cast, they always have, like, a purge moment off-rip. I mean, like, I'd rather it have not happened immediately.
I mean, of course we'd rather it not happen immediately, but it's, like, also so many characters, like, now it's just hard to balance.
Can you imagine they're just like, oh, God, the food budget is a little low because we paid for everything else. Let's get these bitches out so we don't have to feed that many.
And I mean, like, it's, like, this is one of those challenges where it's, like, no matter what episode, you're gonna be pissed that somebody goes home.
Oh, because yeah, there's too many good ones.
There's too many, like, legends, like, on each season. Yeah, there's just too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, in the first episode, they're, like, in a, it's not a canoe. I know it's, like, a Vietnamese, like, canoe. Because mm-hmm. it's like a bowl.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they gotta do the puzzle, then they gotta get into that
canoe,
boat.
Grab pieces.
And then come all the way back, because and place the pieces, and whoever's... First, they do not go in.
Yes.
Last, they automatically go in.
Yes. So, Laurel is the first one to finish boy and girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Laurel, you know, keeping the momentum.
I am so surprised.
Really?
No. I was being fake. I am so shocked.
No, but I'm like, what was it? You expected Laurel to just knock it out the water?
Yeah. It's a puzzle. She's good at puzzles. The last time I saw her in the canoe, she also dominated both men and women. So it just wasn't shocking to me. apparently, they edited it weird, but Horacio was right behind them.
Okay.
Yeah, right behind her.
Mm.
But they edited it weird. So it looked like he was, like, running out of time when he wasn't. He was right behind her.
Yeah, the way they edited it, yeah.
And then Cara Maria finished.
Cara Maria, stay pissed, bro.
Yeah.
Stay pissed.
Yeah. I'd be pissed, too, if Laurel had to choose. Yeah, I'd be mad. Love it. Especially when it's just like this.
Yes. And Laurel, no. Like, what was it? The pre-show episode, which was on YouTube. Mm-hmm. What was it? Kara and Laurel are, like, still talking, like, what was it? Like, we're gonna team, so we're gonna be friendly. Y'all don't fucking like each other, bro.
Yeah. No, they don't.
I'm, like, so gagged. And, like, the only time Polly had some sense, he was saying the confessional, like, Kara, Laurel is not your friend.
She does not like you. No.
She doesn't care about you, bro. I don't think she do.
Mm-hmm. So, for the era two, who ended up winning was Laurel and Bananas, which is like, Carl's like, I'm fucked. she wouldn't be wrong. and I forgot who won. Era one, CT won. CT and who else?
It was CT and Rachel.
Yes, CT and Rachel. For era two, it wasn't Jordan. It was...
You mean era three.
Yeah, Era 3, it was Jordan. Laurel.
No, Laurel's 2.
Yeah.
I'm, like, mixing them up. Tori?
No, it wasn't Jordan. It was Tori and Devin. No, it wasn't Devin. It was Tori and somebody else.
Tori and Corey?
Yeah, it was Tori and Corey.
I remember he had power.
Yeah. It was Tori and Corey. And then the final era, it was
Horacio and Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bottom, and the people who finished last automatically were in the bottom. So, to both of our disappointment, Nerys was in the bottom, which is, yeah, you know, our favorite from the last season.
Yes. Nerys from Era 4. It was the boy in Era 4.
Polly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was there, I remember.
Yeah. And then in Era 3, the last one was Tony and fucking Leroy. Oh, we know.
No, it was Leroy and Amanda.
Oh, that's right.
No,
I'm mixing these eras bad.
Oh, it was Kellyanne. Forgot.
Kellyanne really is a placeholder.
She really is.
Like, she's not a bad challenger, but Jesus Christ,
she's boring. So
she's a little crazy. She's not boring, but God, does she not hold attention?
Yeah. So Kellyanne, so boring, actually. That's so boring. Kellyanne and Ryan lost. So they were automatically in the bottom. And for the first one, it wasn't Anissa, was it?
No.
It was Tina.
Tina was not in the bottom, though. Oh.
What's her name?
Don't say it.
Katie. So it was Katie was automatically in the bottom. Along with Mark.
Yes. Mark was, like, I think, the first one I knew.
Yes.
Mark. The Godfather.
Yes. So they're all immediately going into elimination. Now it's up to the two winners of each era to decide who's going down.
Yeah, who's going against Autumn.
Autumn, yeah. And for Era 1, they picked
Anissa and Derek.
Derek offered himself up, though.
Yeah, making it much easier.
And it's like, when someone offers him, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a good friend. Wouldn't have done that. Terrell was like, I would have done that.
I love that we have our own, like, CT pro tips, like, yeah, popping up through.
Yes.
CT is the OG of the challenge, bro. Yeah. Like, he's been there. Like, not the longest, I think, Mark. But, like, I think CT has the most experience out of all of them.
Winning.
In competing. Because, like, yeah, even though Mark is, like, the oldest, like, mm-hmm, CT's been in more seasons.
Yeah.
So, I think CT got the most experience.
Yeah.
And been there the longest. So, I love the pro tips.
I love the pro tips. It gets me every time. I was like, oh, we're going to get another one. CT, yeah, pro tip.
I was like, another CT pro tip for you. And
CT pro tip. You bend with your knees. No, why are we too old to be doing? Why he do that? He threw his back. I know he did. Shit was funny.
And poor Anissa being thrown in.
Yeah, Anissa is definitely the scapegoat. Yeah, I like how in the... Yeah, I like how in the following episodes, someone called her Elimin Anissa. I think that's so funny. Because it's like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's just weird to just throw her in every time.
Why weird?
I think it's just, she's not the weakest person on that team. Sorry, Tina could definitely go down.
I think it's because, like, what was it? Anissa, I mean, like, she's a strong competitor. Mm-hmm. But the most consistently thing she's ever done was lose. So, I would throw that bitch in every time because she's just hit with the unlucky stick, bruh.
She's won the most eliminations out of any woman there.
I don't know. She's like the Giants. You don't root for her because she's not going to win a challenge.
She's not going to win, but she could. You put her down in elimination, she bitch clocks in.
No, the thing is, they're not trying to get her out. They're just trying to make their job easier, not ruffle a lot of feathers. Just like, I'm going to throw Anissa down because everyone's going to throw Anissa down, and Anissa's just going to have a problem with everybody.
Yeah.
That's the strategy. It's not because she's a weak player. I do not think she's a weak player. I just think, like, she's not going to make it far, and it's because there's just a lot against her. It's not even just her fault.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just think that's, like, I don't know. Maybe Anissa needs to...
You think it's a scared game? Because it's absolutely a scared game.
No, it is a scared game.
It's pussy shit. It's rude.
It's rude. And to be honest...
I would be offended each and every time.
To be honest, if I was Anissa, I would start looking for some new friends. Because, like, no offense, but, like, even, like, fucking, like... Tori, like, honestly, like,
Tori.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like Tori, Jordan, all of them, if you vote for, like, guys should make it a thing. If you vote Anissa in, I'm gonna vote you in every time. Down. Like, why are you...
Yeah, Anissa's not, like, number one for nobody.
Exactly. Like, it should be... Like, Anissa has so many friends in this game. Yeah. It should... When you vote her down, it really should be a ripple effect, but you guys keep doing it. And no one keeps standing, no one stands up for her, and it pisses me off. Yeah,
what was it? She don't got no real friends. I did think, I was surprised how immediate people were like, yeah, just throw her in. I'm just like, damn, I thought she would have, I thought this would be the season for her to have her friends.
Yeah.
I thought this would be her season politically.
Yeah.
To eat.
Yeah. And yeah.
So that did throw me. I'm like, damn, Anissa, you can't really, like, escape this shit, bro.
It's bullshit.
Damn. It's not fair. If I was Anissa, and like in the confessional, she's just like, I just know what it is. I'm just like, I'd be mad each and every time, everybody. I thought I heard someone call your name. But yeah, poor Anissa. So Anissa's going up against Katie,
which is easy peasy lemon squeezy for her.
And then we have, what was it? Derek, versus Brandon. Ryan versus Brandon and Era 2.
Ryan looks at all the people who, like, are available, and he was like, I feel more comfortable going up against Brandon. And Brandon was like, some bullshit.
It's so funny. Because he was just like, where did this come from? Like, he didn't expect some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's
really funny. And then they have a conversation where, like, Kara's trying to make everything, like, let's start our relationship over between Bananas and Laurel. But it's like, yeah, I just think, Paula, your girlfriend's not a people person. She's not. She's not good with people. She's just so not good with them. Because she gets voted in, Paula is shocked and surprised, which is like, why are you shocked and surprised? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fucking get it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Who's Kellyanne up against?
Kellyanne goes up against...
Cara Maria. Forgot about that.
Yes.
Cara Maria. Because, yeah, Bananas and Laurel, they don't like you, babes.
They don't like you. Like, it's, like, one thing to say in, like, in the room, like, oh, let's start over. It's another thing to say it, like, you should have said it before.
You gotta live that, honestly. Yeah. You gotta live it. That is something you gotta nurture, bruh. Because it's all situational. Like, oh, now you wanna fucking, like, be my friend when you're, you know,
your position. Ass is on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Your ass is on the line, and what was it? And it's up to me to help you out.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you go wrong, Kara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like one of those things where they're just gonna put you in every time. And I also think that, it's very interesting to me because it's like both Bananas and Laurel always doubt her as a competitor. It makes more sense to have her on your team and being passive than to not have her. But I guess we don't know. I mean, eventually we could play a separate game, but I just feel like the fact that you're playing a game like that and you don't know what's happening next.
The last time Cara Maria had power, she, like, what was it? She fucked it up. She made it to the end, but she didn't win.
Yeah.
She got a bunch of people that had her back, but they weren't going to win her a final.
Yeah.
especially her man.
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, the last time she had power, she pissed me off. Yeah. So what was it? I mean, I understand it's very much tempting to, like, I have this moment now. Mm-hmm. Take it. Like, I understand that.
Yeah. But I think overall, in a game where there's teams, you should want, like, the strongest people on your team.
Yeah.
And that's no offense to, like, any other woman on Era 2, because it's, like, stacked with women in Era 2. It's just that Cara Maria's, like, 2-time champion. She's, like, one of the faces of the challenge. For a reason, she's a great competitor.
She is a very good competitor.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? And this is what we thought would happen with these eras, especially the older eras. Some of them are, like, the egos, it's going to take them out. Because I know...
And there's too much history.
Absolutely. Like, they're going to think about the team, but then in the back of their head, they're like, eventually this team is going to be destroyed, and it's just going to be us. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know fully if it's going to be a team, finale. Yeah. So, like, I guess it's that mentality as well.
You hear that a lot, especially with team... The beginning three teams, like, and then the beginning two teams, they're like, oh, well, this person's weaker, I'm going to send them in. Well, not even. Well, they're also, like, thinking about the whole game entirely. Like, I also don't want to run against you. You see a little bit of that in Era 3, but for the most part, they're like, but I want to keep winning. So, yeah. And definitely not for the last one. They're really just trying to keep their strongest people. And it's like, you can tell that the beginning seasons have been tricked a lot of times. So they're like, it might not be this the whole way. So I got to prepare myself for that.
Yeah, that's why the challenge, I think, is a really fun game. Because, like, it's, like,
you don't know.
Yeah, you can, because they'll, like, Bananas and Laurel and Jordan, like, people who think very strategically in Devin, they'll like how will this move affect my next three moves? And yeah. Then the challenge will flip and be like, hey, those moves didn't matter. Cool. Thanks, TJ.
Damn.
Lost sleep over those moments, but all right, I guess it doesn't fucking matter anymore. So I think that's what's still very gripping about the challenge. So now in Era 3, Amanda was voted against Naya, and Amanda was pretty heartbroken about it. I mean, Tori and Amanda don't like each other.
Yeah, but it's coming from Corey. I think, I'm gonna be honest, I love Corey down. I think he folds when he feels a lot of pressure.
He's not good at politicking too much.
He's not. If I was Corey, I'd stress to keep Amanda, because you're, like, literally in a team with people who has never had your back previously, yes. Except for Amanda. So I would just stick by Amanda.
But I think Corey's probably thinking about, like, the last time I made it the farthest, he was kind of a little under the radar. Like, yeah. There were bigger fish to fry, or people mm-hmm. had other friends, or,
that's
like,
true.
His seniority kind of helped him out. And I think Amanda is too bombastic, too loud, and that's going to mess with his game plan.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't consider her someone super close. And already, Tori, who has a lot of connections, a lot of strong ones at that, a lot of fucking egos of ones at that. He's just like, is it really worth, like, rocking that boat?
Mm-hmm.
No. He decided it's not.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Amanda, and who knows how close they really are? Because just because you have the same friend, what does it matter? Nelly's not here.
Yeah, he's not.
So, like, I think, like, and Amanda's going to hold on to straws because she's committed. She's like, I know I'm not the best challenger. Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. Amanda, in past challenges and in this one too, she's like, well, if things don't go my way or if, like, you cross me, I'm going to sabotage everybody's game. She's going to full kamikaze everything. Mm-hmm. That's, she's a bit of a wild card. I wouldn't want that bitch on my team. It's like, girl, I love you. You're crazy.
Love you, babes. You a little nuts.
You and me in the challenge. Nah, let's get a drink after this. Go to brunch. Let's talk some shit. But you and me on a team, no.
I mean, but this is, like, definitely what I talk about. This is one of those, like, seasons where no matter who goes home, you're going to be pissed. Because, like, I don't want Amanda or Naya to go home. And the reason why I don't want Amanda or Naya to go home is because I like seeing Naya get better with each one that she's been doing lately. And also, I want to see Amanda go home because I like drama.
Oh, yeah.
So, that good TV.
Amanda's crazy, but she's great television. That's why she keeps getting that call. And so
Leroy
against fucking Tony.
Tony.
It's God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not who I would have picked.
Heartbroken. But I knew they weren't going to throw Jordan in. And the only person, there was no, what was it? Devin. Like,
yeah.
Devin and Tori, they're number ones. I think Corey and Devin are friends now.
Yeah.
After the whole pasta thing. And I can't believe they brought this shit up. It's so funny that they brought it up again. But yeah, I knew it was just like, fuck, it's going to be Tony. Damn it.
Yeah.
Because, like, Leroy is, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So he's someone I want to see all the way through. And I think like the Tony. best chance physically may have been Devin.
Yeah.
So,
boo-hoo. And I like Tony. So, sucks.
Yeah. And in Era 4, Nerys is up against Olivia.
And Olivia's, like, fucking, like... Not Olivia. Michelle's, like, crying that she has to put down Olivia, which is, like, crazy to me. I really like how Nerys had a moment to be like, actually, this is kind of your fucking fault. Because if you hadn't had pulled the shit that you pulled last season, I wouldn't even be looking at Olivia as a possible opponent. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be like, no matter what, I wouldn't go down against her. But because you both pulled the shit you pulled, that's who I want down there. Because I don't want to go home. And because it was her, Jenny, or it was her or Jenny. Yeah, I don't want to go down against Jenny. or whatchamacallit, Nani's girlfriend, fiance.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah. Casey, yeah, I wouldn't want to go against either of those two.
And another, what was it? Fucking like a rivalry being dealt with in the sand, Theo and fucking Polly.
You know what's so funny is I like how they both acted like shocked that Theo was being voted in, but it sounded like you guys wanted that to happen. And then they were like, oh, and then Polly was like, I can't believe you voted Theo in. Are you okay? You called them out. You like did that in front of everyone.
Right.
You basically told them that you wanted Theo, so they were like, okay.
So. And with Era 1, it was pole wrestling.
Yeah.
And Derek beat Mark. Mark is being sent home.
Yeah, that's his game, son.
Honestly, because, like, we were talking about, like, because I want to say on All-Stars, Derek was a bit underwhelming. And previous All-Stars, he's been a little underwhelming. Even though I like seeing Derek, I think he's a great personality, very likable. Mm-hmm. And we were like, the last time he was beastly and he was like really showing his shit was when he was against Joss in another version of pole wrestle. And so we're like, I wonder if we'll see it this time. And yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he kicked his ass.
He really, Derek, god damn. Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because that's the season that like first had the pole wrestle, so like it's interesting to me because it's like Anissa, who's queen of that shit, she took people out with that shit several fucking times, got really, but you know what, Katie held her own, she did.
Katie was, because you know what, Katie pulled out some like wrestle moves, and we were like, oh my god, is this about to be the biggest upset, but then Anissa took that shit, so excuse me.
Was like, okay, yeah, this was fun.
give me that. You know this shit is quick when they ramp up the slow-mo, they're like, there's a lot of slow-mo in this, this is about to end in 2.5 seconds, that's why.
Because it was a quickie,
It was.
But you know what? She did her best.
Don't underestimate Katie. Just don't put her up against Eliminisa.
Eliminisa. You know what the thing is that Katie came for a vacation, so it was cut short. I just don't, like, I don't want to see Katie in there ever again. Here's so sorry.
Here's my thing. It's challenge 40. The stakes are high. You see the budget. I'm here for a vacation. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you? This is
apparently I think Veronica said she didn't want to come. That's who was gonna be in place of Katie.
God, that would have been another frustrating one.
Yeah,
but Anissa is here to stay. At the end of that,
yeah, Anissa and Derek stay.
Yes, and then in Era 2, it was the I don't know, what do you even call this challenge?
It was the one where that sent CT home.
Yeah, against Jay. Where it's like a little like bungalow with the one door, and you just make it an obstacle. Tie as many ropes and mm-hmm. chains. Put a bunch of heavy shit in front of it. And just try and sabotage that. And then you guys switch. And whoever undoes it and opens the door and hits the button first and wins. Mm-hmm. So, Derek, once again, won against Brandon. Mm-hmm. Brandon was upset.
Ryan won against Brandon.
What'd I say?
Derek.
Damn it, Derek. Ryan won against Brandon. And then Carmaria won against Kellyanne.
Yes.
And shocking. You know, supposedly behind the scenes, Brandon and Ryan had a fight, like a big argument. That's why he was so upset. Because I didn't know, like, I did see Brandon, like, this is some fucking bullshit. And I just thought, like, oh, what a sore loser. But it supposedly they had a bad argument. And I think it stems from, like, Ryan wanting to go up against him. Brandon probably didn't like that. But supposedly there was a big argument that we did not see.
Why?
I know. That's what makes me think, like, what was that? Like, come on now. MTV, what happened to the mess? Yo, bring back the mess.
I miss the mess.
I miss when MTV was a bit more messy.
Yes.
Maybe they had too many legal issues that mm-hmm. gave them scared. Like, this is all, now this is just all about the challenge. No, what made the challenge great was, like, some all mess. The drama in between.
Yes, you know, I just think that... Yeah, I miss the mess. Listen, nothing racist has to be said.
I know.
If we could just eliminate the racism and just eliminate homophobia and just, you know, don't any other scandals that involve, you know, physical activity. Let's, if we got rid of that and just had like a couple arguments here or there, like, that's nice. It's fun. It's cutesy. It's camp. I want it to happen.
Like, it's funny to think about, like, the stark difference between season Dirty 30 and this one. Because Dirty 30 was dirty. Mm-hmm. Like, people, like, what was it? That was the one where Tony's brother that, mm-hmm. like, threw glass on a bitch?
Yeah.
And then it was Camilla, who was absolutely racist. Unequivocally racist to Leroy and still won that fucking season, okay?
Bullshit. MTV. She should have been sent home.
She should have been sent the fuck home. My yes. God. But
that's, this is for Camilla.
But that was quite entertaining. Besides, you know, some of the craziness, that was an entertaining season.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
I just miss, I own three properties and five monster trucks, so suck my dick.
And two businesses, oh my God, Wes, two come businesses back. And a monster truck. Honestly, I can't wait to see him on Villains, though. I'm not even gonna hold yeah. you. Can't wait to see that, because that show was just all mess.
Yeah, love a mess.
But, yeah, and I wish we knew what fight that was. Like, make it in. That's what upsets me, because you bring back old people, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying they're not interesting, but, like, you're showing them again to an audience that may have forgotten them, or to a new one, and some of these fights, some of these mess moments is what we hold on to some of these challengers, because it's not just them as a competitor, it's them as a person. That's why Amanda keeps getting called back, because it's damn not for her, you know, being a good challenger, it's her for being messy. So, like, what was it? Let's fall in love with Brandon, because I don't know much about Brandon. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about Ryan either. I want to see the mess.
Yeah, like, what was it? The seasons where they were established themselves, I was not present no. for. I think I was watching SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like, I was not there for. I haven't reached MTV yet. So, like, I feel like, yeah, bring back those personality moments, because that's what made a lot of your challengers be the face of the challenge.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. Help them out, MTV, bro. Like, damn.
Okay.
So, in three.
Okay, so Brandon and...
You can't open that door. Brandon is sent home and Kellyanne is sent home.
Brandon and Kellyanne has sent home in era two.
Yeah.
And then era three...
Tony versus Leroy in it's
the balls in
ball in the hole. I don't know what it's called.
Balls in, I think it's
balls in. Period.
So Tony kicks absolute ass.
Tony is a huge motherfucker, and I knew he was strong, but I was hoping Leroy would fucking. I'm like, be Leroy. Stronger. I was watching him like, Leroy, don't piss me off, and he lost. I'm like, Leroy, I told you not to piss me off.
Yeah, that was funny.
God damn it.
So, Leroy...
Tony's strong. The way he lifted Leroy. Leroy's a big dude anyway. Yeah. So, it was like, my God.
It's not like Leroy's not strong. Leroy's strong. It's just... Tony has had a lot of time off and...
he's working hard, bro.
He's working hard.
So Leroy gets sent home, and he is so bummed. He's like, this is the earliest I've ever been sent home. And I'm like, yeah, fucking hell, Leroy. And you know what? I was just thinking about, like, I should have known his ass was going to be sent home, because, like,
I see, like, a lot.
In the beginning of 40, he was in saying that, like, you know, Cam just gave birth to his daughter. And I was like, you know what's funny? On social media, I did not notice an absence at all. Like, it's like you were always with that child. So I should have known that means you were sent home immediately. You were just there for a cute little week.
Yeah, a cute week.
And then Amanda against Naya. Naya beat Amanda, which we saw coming. Even though Amanda, you know, she tried to do some strategy. She tried to sneak her out, fake run, which was funny as hell.
She made it close. She did. She got two in. What?
She got one.
One in. She got one in. But then Anaya was like, after she got the one, and she's like, oh, I got to clock in. And she did.
I got to lock the fuck in. And so Amanda gets at home.
Tragic. For three, it was Theo versus Polly. Era four. It was Theo versus Polly.
In a hall brawl.
And it was
the funniest and worst hall brawl I've ever seen.
Like, it's amazing how someone with that big of a defeat can talk that much shit on Twitter. It's embarrassing, man. Shut the fuck up. It ain't you.
Fucking pump, like, just went through him.
Yeah.
And Polly gets hit so hard. You know, like, it's like he flails because he's fallen so tall. He's fallen, like, flailing. Like, my dude got hit so hard that he's really shook up.
Do you think Kara got the ick?
We were talking about that. Yo.
Yeah, we immediately. Let's talk about it again. We think Kara got the ick. We think they are broken up and she got the ick.
She's just like, damn, that was embarrassing. Like, what was it? Lady Boner gone.
Lady Boner gone.
Because the way Theo just stepped on my dude, like, and it looked like he didn't try. Theo barely broke a sweat. And Olivia in the confessional was like, oh my god, he destroyed him.
Oh my god, but that man.
Like, that man, that's a man right there.
Ooh, girl.
Funny as hell.
I love seeing how everyone, like, damn, to all the winners, like, when Naya won, everyone was, the two of the guys up there were like,
oh my god, John.
Damn.
Like, Naya, oh my god. Why am I blushing right now?
Yeah,
and
so funny.
Theo destroyed him twice. Polly had no chance at all.
Mm-mm.
And like, it's and so Polly funny. Knows he's kind of like, damn, I got beat.
This is the most embarrassing thing ever. I'm like, yeah, it is.
It is.
Absolutely. If I were you, I would just go home and start working out more.
After the first one,
I just go to football, start practicing tackling bitches. Like,
I wouldn't come on the challenge anymore. Polly, your fucking legacy on the challenge is losing embarrassingly. You know when men's ego get hurt so bad, they either have a revelation, which is very few percentile, or they go a little crazy. And I'm afraid to see Polly crow crazy because the way he talks is like an alpha male red pill shit.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Like what was it? We have to deal with this like men down in the sand, barebacked. We got to fight a bear in the wild. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up and redye your hair. I hate the bleach blonde. It's awful.
It's ugly.
It ages you too. Imagine, this is me being
you
nice.
Look crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think
and he keeps saying like these old people need to step out and bring the new people in. For you to lose? I want to be the new guy that loses all the time. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about right now?
So, yeah, it was easy peasy lemon squeezy for Theo. And then Olivia goes up against Norice. Olivia wins. I mean.
And then that one was awful, too, because, like, it's a hall
first, they
brawl.
Don't want to hit each other.
Bitch. Listen. Norice might be a nice person. And deep down. That's probably what it is. And Olivia's probably feeling
well,
a lot
because they were best friends previously.
Yeah.
So I think there's a part of them that's like, oh, I don't want to hurt you.
I don't just know. I'd punch my cousin. So, like, yeah. I mean, I'm like, listen.
If you would punch me?
What was it? How, like, why would you play me in the way that you did, though? You need something.
That's the thing. I would never do that.
Here's the thing with me. I feel like it's very much. I don't read the Bible, but I like that eye for eye shit. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's make it fair.
But yeah, I mean, even when they did start fighting,
I punch you right now. I'm kidding. Can you imagine?
Olivia won. I mean, yeah. Nerys is so much smaller than Olivia. Is what it is.
It is, yes. What was it? Olivia got some upper arm strength. Mm-hmm. She was really holding on to her. If I was Nerys, though, like, this wouldn't squash anything. Because, like, even, like, at the end of it, like, even you hear Devin being like, now you can be friends again. No. Mm. No, I would not be your friend.
No, it didn't sit right with my spirit because Olivia needs to go home. And yeah, Olivia needs some karma from that.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, I wouldn't, if I was Nerys, I'd still be mad, and I'd still want to put my hands on you.
Yeah.
Like, that, it doesn't mean, like, you're squared away now. No. No.
No.
I need to break her face again. Mm-hmm. So, but, like, Nerys was our favorite, and, like, now I feel bad for Horacio, because, like, I feel like, I don't think, maybe Kylan's not enough of a, like, alliance for you to feel protected. So, yeah. I did think, I'm like, Horacio may not last that long now that Nerys is gone so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough.
Because my dude's political game is fucking ass. Poopoo yeah. garbage.
So, the next episode rolls around and we're back into...
Wait! The people that went home...
Oh, yes, they had...
There's a twist! Oh, boy! The twist is the people that go home get a rating system. They can rate the players that stay to see if they deserve a win. And that somehow will affect them down the line. How do you feel about this?
I like that because it kind of gives the people leaving a last fuck you. So I kind of like that. I love an element of that. Anytime people who get sent home get a little bit of power... It's always fun to me because it just sucks when people go home and it's like, oh, but you know what? That person really did you wrong. Mm. I wish you had a say-so on what happens next for them.
Mm. I disagree because I think it's one of those moments that, like, we watch the challenge. We see these people lie, connive, win, maybe get revenge. What was it? Or, like, we have an upset. The underdog won this time in this challenge or in the elimination. And at the end of all that, it doesn't matter because the people that went home voted something different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all of that for what? So I don't mind change, but I have to see this through. But I guess I'm a little neutral because, like, listen, it's mess. So it made me laugh. It might have been like, fuck you, Corey. Makes me laugh. I'm a giggle. A bitch is going to giggle.
Yeah.
But, like, those, like, if there's too many changes, then it's just like, what was the point of that one thing? What was the point of that thing? What was the point of this thing? If, like, what was it? It was all going to change in the end, you know? Like, if it's going to be one of those moments, then I'm not super thrilled. But I think I'm a little, like, neutral on it right now.
I'm neutral on it right now because they already kind of threw it away. So I don't know why we did it.
I was about to say, like, are we going to see it again, like, much later?
Yeah. We'll see. Yes. So, why'd you do this?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to do something to move. So, and then
just me throwing it away. Next episode. There's no transition.
Everyone, we're transitioning with us to the episode 2.
Next scene.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what the next challenge was. What was the next challenge? Okay. Well, anyway, they have to pick a team captain.
Yes.
I remembered that.
Captains.
And then, after they picked a new captain.
They all kissed.
They all made out. It was it was different from normal challenges.
Everyone tongue kissed each other, and TJ's like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Canoes!
Oh, yes, they were on the canoe, so they had to go on a canoe, and it was a group canoe, so all the teams were on one canoe, and they were moving forward, and then they had to go, when they finished their canoe ride, they had to eat everything at one of the stations and split it amongst themselves, and then put up the challenge, all 40 seasons of the challenge, in order from best to worst. Not from best to worst. From one to 40.
Yeah, I was going to say, how would they differentiate that shit?
So whose opinion are we coming off of?
Yeah, I'm about to say. TJ's? That's funny as hell.
So, yeah.
Era 1, it was Jody and Darrell were the team captains.
Yes.
In Era 2, it was Derek?
It was...
The brown Derek?
Who was it? Yes, it was Derek and what's her name? She's new. She's not new. She won Aviv. Once. Aviv. Derek and Aviv.
Derek and Aviv. In Era 3, it was Avery and Tony.
Yes.
And in Era 4, it was Casey and Josh.
No, it wasn't Josh. It was Casey and because Josh is a punk bitch. Yes.
Period.
Was it Casey and Kylan? No, I think Casey and Casey was it for the next one. No, you're right. It was Casey and Kylan. It was.
The food was nasty as hell. It's always nasty as hell.
The food was nasty as hell. Era 1 had a lot of fucking trouble.
Brad.
Brad, I don't know what's going on with you, bro. And the fact that he was blaming other people, he was like, no, it's you guys. It's like, bitch, you're literally fearing and everyone's going somewhere else.
It's just like, Brad, what's going on? What's going on, Brad?
What's going on? And CT is like yelling at everyone and no one's clocked in. Everyone's clocked out. It's, they're on life support. And we start out with Era 3 and Era 4 in the lead.
Yes.
And they took off.
They're rolling their asses off.
And Era 2 was not too far behind, but Era 1 is... take it forever.
Oh yeah, they struggle. Uh-huh. Like, what was it? They kept hitting the sides of the ravine, and mm-hmm. bitches had to get out and like try to sear it. Mm-hmm. I think like Jody and Rachel like were in the water trying to gear them in the right direction.
Yeah,
it was a mess. Hot and like mess. The food they were eating was fucking nasty, bro. Mm-hmm. Like the cow eye, that one looked crazy. And gross. Of course, like the coconut worms. That are like fucking huge. They're like corn dog size, but they're worms. Ugh. Hate that. Yeah. This is like, that's always like our least favorite part because I hate seeing people throw up. I hate it.
Hate it.
And boy, does MTV love to get in there, love to slow mo it fucking, and yeah. TJ loves to cackle at it.
TJ, yeah. Sigma fucking Loki. Anyway, Era 3 ends up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, and CT pro tip. He's and even Anissa pro tip too, because she's like, listen,
if you don't know what's happening, don't offer yourself up.
Absolutely, because yeah. Like, what was it? If you're a team lead and your team loses, you're going in.
Yeah,
and that was the tea.
That was Jody and Darrell.
Yeah, because Era 1 was la last.
Yes, it was Tony and Avery. That's who went in.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, no, well, we said that it was two other... We said Case... Never mind, you're right.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
Sorry.
Where are you going?
Checking out.
Well.
So, because Era 3 won, the team captains, Tony and...
Avery have to agree on who's going in.
Yes. Now,
since Era 1 lost... Yeah, Darrell and Jody are immediately going in.
Yes.
Which broke our hearts because I love Darrell.
So now they have to choose between Casey and Kylan and Derek and...
Aviv.
Derek immediately is like...
Avery, you're my number one.
Yeah. Derek is Avery's number one. They've been... BFFs for a minute.
Yeah,
now.
And which we didn't like. We both did not know that.
Yeah, they used to live together. Yeah,
like girl, that's yeah.
Yeah. Hold so, on.
And Tony,
Tony wants to make a deal. Yeah, Tony wants to make a deal with Casey and Kyland, because he wants somebody to have his back, because mm-hmm. no one really does right now.
I think Tony, we talked about this, Tony really took it to heart, because when he was against Leroy, people were rooting for Leroy more. He heard Leroy's name more.
Particularly Bananas was rooting for Leroy yes. more.
And I think that rubbed Tony the wrong way.
To me, it really shouldn't have. Like, honestly, like, Leroy and Bananas have been BFFs. They've had a bromance since way before you came on the show. So
I think, like, I don't know, maybe a lot of things are bothering Tony, because on All Stars, he left early because of a family issue, and who knows mm-hmm. how that resulted yeah. or how it affected him. Mm-hmm. And then coming in here, like, I also didn't see Tony, you know, like, maybe he saw, maybe he pictured it differently. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I have so many people behind me, but him being voted in so soon, and maybe he realized that he was not a number one, he was a number two, number three. Maybe that really bothered him. He may be more emotional, like, what was it? Like, he's an Aries, but he might be more, maybe he has a water sign, like Moon.
I mean, people always give water signs, like, the emotional card. Fire signs are very emotional. Anger is an emotion. Quick to react is definitely emotional.
Oh, excuse me, sensitive.
Yes. I think Aries and Leos in particularly are some of the most sensitive signs. They take everything personal, everything to heart. They get mad quickly and they cry quickly.
I say with Tony, it's the sadness, because it seems like he feels alone.
But he's not letting it show. I don't think he's letting it show fully, but you know what's there. Like, why are you so, like, like, the fact that he ended up going in, that's an emotional response, Tony. Yeah. We all see it.
I think the thing is,
he wants to go home.
Yes. And he imploded himself on it. And I think Avery had a good point. She's just like, if you want to go home, why are you dragging me into it? Because they were in a stalemate. Avery didn't want to put Derek in. Tony wanted to put Derek in. And they didn't agree. And TJ is like, don't fuck with me. Which I thought was crazy. I would be scared to hear that from TJ. He's like, I'm telling you, don't fuck with me. You two are coming down. And they knew the T. So, yeah. I'd be mad as fuck, bro. If I was Avery. And Avery was mad as hell.
And the fact that the fact that Tony keeps pulling it off, trying to say, like, oh, well, it's not us, it's them, it's whatever, it's not me, it's her, like, she doesn't want to break up that friendship, like, you literally have nothing to gain from this, and Avery has something to lose. It's you who should have folded. Absolutely. Tony sees it, everyone on your team sees that you should have been the one to fold, but you're... Corey sees it. Corey peeped it immediately. He was like, honestly, what the fuck? Just fold. What's the point in this? Yeah. Clearly, there's something more going on. It's obvious as hell. And I think Tony just wanted to go home. And he's, like, pretending to try, but I think his whole team peeped it. It's like, he's not trying.
Yeah. And I think Tony, like, even in the past, he's like a golden retriever energy.
Yeah.
So it's like he was kicked down when he realized, like, oh, like, Maybe he envisioned this challenge to go way differently than it is. And that probably bummed him the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck out. So he crashed out.
Yeah.
And he held to his guns. But and the elimination was them, like, it was like a puzzle, but it was also like strength and endurance. Like putting down the proper colored, like stone blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you create that trail and it's by the puzzle rules, the person does it the quickest wins. And it was Darrell also got a lot of help.
Yeah and
because Darrell, they both looked at this like, what? Really killed me.
I love both of them. Those are like two, they're like definitely two of I would say top 10 favorite challenge characters, because bitch, what the fuck did this just say? I'm confused, I need help.
Absolutely, bro.
Immediately both of them was like, I need help. I could read that 10 times and still not know what the fuck is happening.
Girl, that was me watching it.
Yeah, so I was like, huh? Yeah.
And Tony, yeah, he kind of gave up. He was like not, there was no sense of urgency.
Yes.
And it's an elimination. You want to stay, right? So, what was it? Like, it sucks. I want to see Tony come back with a different amount of vigor, like more ambition, more energy. like, what was it? And that's what we missed. So seeing the way he left, I was like, it's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
It's annoying as fuck. Darrell wins though, because Darrell, even as an audience member, Darrell over Tony every time.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So yeah. Darrell stays. I'm happy. Now, then it is Avery against Jody.
And Avery got a lot of help from everyone, which was great. I think almost everyone except for the OG was rooting for Avery. And it's because, like, I mean, it happens on the challenge so often where, like,
people were so happy for Avery, yo.
Yeah. Well, because it happens on the challenge so often where, like, a man will win with a woman, and all of a sudden the man just keeps talking over the woman, just keeps going. And, like, Tony really thought that eventually Avery would fold, but Avery's like, I'm not folding, so what happens now? So it's almost like this sense of, like, feminine power just to be like, yeah, no, fuck you, Tony.
Yeah, and I even, like, if we, like, I absolutely, like, agree with that, but even if you want to take it away, what happened to Avery wasn't fair.
It's not fair.
If, like, make it a gender thing or not. I think making a gender thing makes everyone feel it a bit more, especially as an audience. But it wasn't fucking fair. Mm-hmm. You have no reason to have your foot down in the sand so hard. No mm-hmm. reason. Yeah. And now you're putting it in someone else's game because what? You wanted to prove a point, or you got a big fucking ego? It wasn't fair. Everybody felt that shit because mm-hmm. people ran down like, woo! Avery won, though. And no one did, Tony, I don't know what you need to do, but, like, feel better. Get help. And do better with your Tony time.
Yeah, exactly.
Reclaim it next time.
And Avery, good for you. If you ever want me to root for you again, though, don't ever mention your stepkids. That was fucking weird. That was so strange.
Because, like, the whole time she's just like, I'm not going to let a man dictate, like, my future, my ambitions, and I'm doing this for my man's kids. What?
For my stepkids, from a man that I've only been dating for 6 months. Like, that it was, off. we were like, ick, bitch, ick. I hated that.
I don't know. I feel like that's so soon to make such a commitment like that. That's so, like, we were like, what? Like, that didn't add up at all.
But hated that for
honestly,
me.
Bro, I hope you're happy, bro.
I hope you two are still together, because that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, I'm doing this, like, for all the women out there, and for my man, and his kids. What? We were like, you lost us a little.
Her man is the one that was, like, sit on and spin, right?
Oh, yeah, sit on and spin. It is funny, even though, like, the situation didn't call for it, in my opinion.
It didn't. Your man's full of shit.
He dramatic as hell. Mm-hmm.
He was like, I've been voting you in the whole time, and you took my star. I don't get it.
I was like, so idiot. I'm doing things to you, and then you did something to me? I can't believe this.
I'm shocked by it.
He's callous. Can't believe it.
That's so stupid.
And what was it? Now we're in elimination. Another twist. Whoa! So, TJ asks...
each of the winners of the elimination.
Yes. Darrell and Avery... to choose
the captain,
the captains of the next challenge, but those are also, like, if those people lose their challenge, then for the next episode they're gonna go in,
yeah,
or be, you know, in danger of going in. And Darrell is not good under pressure.
No, he's not. He makes bad decisions. So yeah, Darrell's not good under pressure. But to be honest, I kind of agree with all the ones he picked, except for I would have made CT my team captain. I would have.
Yes. So, what was it? Darrell had to choose the women, and Avery had to choose the men. In team one, who was up?
Team one, it was Anissa and Derek.
And Derek, yeah. And Anissa's like, fuck me. Like, again.
It's so funny, because I would have picked CT immediately, but Avery was like, Derek, because he's not looking at me. And Derek was like, the smile Derek gave Avery after. I was like,
she got me, oh my god.
Gosh, she clocked me. It was so funny to me. Anyway.
And era two, Darrell picks Laurel and Avery picks Bananas.
To me, it was smart.
It was smart. And it's so funny how Laurel was like, taking this, like, oh, well, fuck you, Darrell. When have y'all two had game?
Yeah.
Like, when did you guys ever speak? When did you guys share a meal? Yeah. Like, anything.
I've just never heard anything coming from both of you. When did you guys
pass by each other in the hallway?
Honestly, Laurel, whoever was going to vote you in, it was going to be fuck you. But honestly, it's like, why wouldn't anyone vote you in? It's like, so...
Yeah, right?
It was either you or Kara, babes.
She was immediately so... And she was like, fuck, in the conventional, fuck you, Darrell. Well, first off, like, Darrell's number one girl is Kara Maria.
Yeah.
Like, and y'all ain't...
Homies.
Nah, bruh. Y'all ain't fucking homies. So, like, relax. I feel like it, like, the immediate aggression is like, whoa, relax. And so in Era 3, it's Jordan.
Yes. Jordan offers himself up and Naya.
Naya. Bless your life. Mm-hmm. And then in Era 4, it's
Horacio.
And
Jenna.
So,
now in the next episode, who transport us off to Era 3, it's to episode 3, it's trivia!
This is one of my favorites.
Love it.
I fucking love trivia.
Yes.
Because to me, that's when we even it all out.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is I love seeing TJ acknowledge the audience. That was really funny. He was like, it's my favorite. He looks over camera too. It's your favorite. It's your favorite. And it is.
I love trivia, bro. It's so fun. This trivia, though, it was like all about the challenge. And listen, I'm not.
Some of them we got right.
Yeah. But,
a lot of them we got wrong, though. There's been a lot of seasons where a lot of things happen, you know. I'd be flung into the water. Absolutely. But anyway, it comes down between Era 2 and Era 3. CT hurts his back, but he comes back. He's good.
Yeah. CT hit the fuck out of that water, bruh.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, it's Era 2 versus 3. It's Laurel and Jordan. Because we've never had like a tie. So they're like on the ground. And, what was it? Jordan was asked. Oh, fuck. What was the question? I know the answer.
Jordan was asked who was partners with Devin on Rivals 3? And the answer is Cheyenne. And he says somebody else.
He says Sylvia.
Sylvia. And I was like, oh, maybe he just, like, forgot. Maybe he's not close to Cheyenne. But immediately, Devin was like, that makes no sense. How do you not know that?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, then, like, your teammate's mother of kids. Yeah, like, it's
his baby mother.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe he doesn't.
Nehemiah said that before us. He was like, that's your baby mama.
And he was like, And I was like, maybe he just doesn't care.
And then Corey dropped the bomb on us.
When Corey said, he was literally at my baby shower. I was like, he was like, I forgot her name. Nope, there's something's going on.
A deal has been made. And even the confessional, like, Jordan got this fuck-ass smile on his face, like, I forgot. Oh my God.
No, you didn't forget.
Yeah, bitch. And also, Laurel, immediately after she won, you know, everyone's celebrating, of course, they're excited, and she's just like, fuck you, Darrell, you look stupid, as hell, and Darrell is, like, gagged. Darrell, because, like, oh, what was it? I think it's because Darrell, I think he picked Laurel out of, like, a very small bias in his brain. Again, he's bad under pressure, so I think he just said a name. That's yeah. In Darrell's head, he just said a name. He didn't rock any boats.
Yeah.
But Laurel's like, "Hey, fuck you," and Darrell's like, "What the fuck you too? What are you talking about? I had to say a name and it happened to be yours. I'm sorry, you won." But Laurel's like, "Yeah, you look stupid as hell." And listen, Darrell's my number one, so fuck you too, Laurel.
Yeah. Now.
You've been so much meaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly,
Darrell's like, no one cares about your stupid ass. And they're like, shut up, Darrell. I'm like, leave Darrell alone. First off, he's bad under pressure.
Second of all, it's like, there is really no fuck you, because it's not like you're going to be able to send him in.
Right?
Yeah, no, I think I would say that out loud. I'm like, Laurel, shut the fuck up. It's not like you're going to be able to send Darrell in. Nothing happened. You win, take your win, and move on.
Laurel got a lot you could say about her. So I feel like, listen, like, well, like, you can get really mean. You can get really mean with Laurel.
Yeah, you could. And she'll take it uber personally.
Oh, yeah. She'll fucking take it all the way to the bank, bro.
Yeah, and that makes me happy.
But I know Darrell was kind of, like, confused. And, like, even, like, because Laurel was going in on him, like that's why you got fucking Emily massaging you, because you're soft. And Emily's like, don't put me into this.
Yeah, Emily was like, I'm on your team. The fuck?
She was like, yo, what did I do? How did I catch a stray?
Yeah, I think it was just, it was giving that Emily was just massaging him just to massage
and
him.
And she also does that to others. Like,
yeah.
She's like a, like.
She's a masseuse.
Yeah, I was about to say. She's, like, very holistic. And she's just like, I'm just here to heal people. She's so, like.
Yeah, I was just trying to heal people and make people better. I'm like, god damn. I'm like, oh. The fuck is wrong with you, Laurel?
Like, damn, Laurel, relax.
You know what? Emily, don't give her a fucking massage. She doesn't deserve your massages.
That's what I mean. Like, what was like, whoa, Laurel, relax.
Yeah, that was taking it too far.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I was like, all right.
It's like, I wonder how your wife at home feels about da 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 da. Well, at least I'm with someone that actually loves me.
That's boom. Right.
At least I don't fall for women that don't love me back. Yeah. Embarrassing. Get help. You need it.
It's like, you just look like a bitch. You only get cheated on, bro. Mm-hmm. You're only good to get cheated on, bro. Like, well, that's when I was getting like, Laurel, be quiet, because people can get real mean right now.
Yeah, honestly. That's why when people move on from you, they're way happy. I'll just ask Nicole.
Hope Laurel never finds
me. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? But it's okay, because I really do. I love Laurel. But I was just like, if I was Darrell, I would really go there.
Oh, yeah. So if I was Darrell, I'm going crazy, and I'm taking... Like, if they're like...
There's not a lot we could say about Darrell, so...
There isn't a lot you could say about Darrell. There Mm-mm. isn't. Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's funny.
I also love making people uncomfortable. Like, the minute she went off, if I was there, I'd be like, yo, Laurel, just say the N-word. I know you really want to.
That's what I would say!
Just say it. And I know everyone would be like, whoa! I'm like, no, because Laurel, what's your tea? And just say it.
Yeah.
Just say it all. I'll say it with you. Mm-hmm. Let Laurel make everyone uncomfortable.
Yep.
You're being weird as hell, bruh.
Yep.
God, honestly, that would make me laugh. If I was there, I'd be pissed and laughing, bro. I'd be like, well, this got crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now Bananas and Laurel have the power, and they have to send two people in to go against the losing team, which is Horacio and Jenna. Mm-hmm. Who they end up picking?
They picked Derek and Anissa.
And this was a fucked challenge. Online, there's all sorts of speculation.
Oh my god, yes, I already forgot about it.
Yes, the producers are 100% picking favorites, because Anissa loses. But apparently there was something scandalous going on with that elimination, too.
So the elimination, if you didn't see it, mm-hmm. it's, what was it? They have to throw, like, a heavy, almost like a medicine ball, but it's, mm-hmm. like, in the size of, like a basketball, maybe a little shorter. You throw it. And it goes through, like, a slide, and mm-hmm. there's jacks on the floor, like, giant mm-hmm. jacks. You pick up the jacks, and you have to run and catch the ball. And the jacks that you have, you put it in, like, you put it in holes. And you have to do that the entire, the whole time. Mm-hmm. And, like, what was it? Anissa versus... Anissa was doing pretty good. Anissa is a great competitor. Just no one has given her a goddamn chance.
That's the problem. And I feel like...
But when it's coming from a producer level, that's when I would get frustrated. Because I don't root for Anissa, because I'm like, the bitch ain't gonna win a challenge.
Yeah.
But if it's like the producer's like, damn, bitch, like, give her at least a fighting chance somewhere.
I mean, this is also the problem we have with, like, we talked about, like, RuPaul's Drag Race, where, like, the producers pick favorites, and they're trying to pick who they think we want to win. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, if none of it's coming from a genuine or authentic place, it's bullshit to everything.
Yeah.
So it's annoying.
Because it can be, like, authenticity, I know, like, people say it's dead and whatever, but, like, I feel like the audience, we're not as dumb as you think we are.
Yeah.
Like, we can smell that shit out immediately. And I also thought that way, too. With mm-hmm. the Anissa and Jenny one, like...
It seemed regular.
I don't know if they edited it well. The slide for Jenny for that shit. But no, excuse me, for Anissa for that shit to go faster. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. Whatever they did, they produced the hell out of. But... Derek's and Horacio's,
they did not produce the hell out of.
I was confused.
you know, it was like close. It was close, quotation marks, because I saw Horacio walk. He like chilled out and walked over to the thing and put it on. But even from my perspective, I was like, it looks like Derek walks. It looks like he got to the thing first because he ran over to it. But he had two to put on, and where Horacio only had one. And when it paused with Derek like looking at the whole thing, there was one missing, and I was like, there's one missing also, like, maybe there's a technicality, but, Derek ends up winning, and Jenna ends up winning. Now, a lot of the cast members, especially those in Era 3, and Haras, and of course, Kylan and Nerys, are really, cannot stop talking about the fact that this whole thing was just shady, because there's what, at one point, Derek knocks all his pieces over. They didn't show it, but apparently Anissa knocked all her pieces over, too. Apparently, Anissa had to pick up all her pieces and put it back. Derek, the producers, picked it up and put it back. T!
I did not...
What the fuck?
I did not see that. Oh, my goodness.
And then...
Because when they both, is the way it edited, hit the button, like, check! There was obviously one pike missing from Derek's. And so I remember sitting on the couch, like, I think it was like Teresa, your sister, was like, who won? And I'm just like, Horacio. And then when they're like it's, and then there's a quick moment where it shows that they're both completed. So I was just like, oh, but there was one hole missing.
Yeah, no, the producer picked it up and put it back. Well, and then they also were like, well, he had it in before. And Era 1 is pissed that we're saying anything other than, that all these people are saying anything other than Horacio, Derek won. Like, they're pissed that they're saying Horacio won. Mm-hmm. But
I haven't seen that online. I've only also seen Nerys go off.
Jordan's going off. Really? Devin is pissed. Really? Devin is the one who's the first one people are saying, because he watched it. He was like, let me watch this elimination with you guys. Let me walk you through it. We're missing a pike. Horacio's got stuck and none of the producers helped him. His ball got stuck and none of the producers helped him, to the point where he's like walking over to like the teammate. He has so much time. In that time, Derek is picking up, but Horacio's gets stuck, but the producers didn't help. Eventually Horacio, I guess, like with like the help of everyone else, figures out a way to get it down, and then continue. None of them helped him, and then when Derek knocked his thing over, they all helped him pick it back up.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
This was some bullshit. And, like, I mean, yeah, no, it seems a lot of people on Era 3 were talking about it. Especially, yeah, it's Jordan and Devin that they're both fucking saying that, nope, this was bullshit. The producers produced the shit out of this episode. It's unfair. Horacio won. And Horacio is not coming back because this whole...
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not coming back. I'm not doing it again. I actually think that MTV owes Horacio a public apology. Actually, I do. I think
$50K.
I was like talking to Teresa about it. I was like, honestly, this kind of makes me not want to watch the rest of the season, because fuck you. Yeah. That's some fucking bullshit.
And also, it makes me like look down on like the OGs.
Yes.
Like, y'all built this shit up.
Yeah, well, that's so what then, Jordan...
like, turn around on the new people?
CT's not saying anything, but Rachel is really popping off. Tina's really popping off. They're, like, all saying that he won fair and square. And nah,
both of y'all don't come back, bro.
And I believe it was, there's someone else on Era 3 that's also, like, yeah, no, the truth of the matter is that all these OG people... they're just so happy to get a check from MTV that they're not thinking clearly. They're so happy that they're having their storyline continue that they're going to kiss the producer's ass no matter what. We're all telling you that this is what happened, it's fucking bullshit. They don't want to admit it's bullshit because they want to come back. That's it.
Tina.
And I'm going to be so... Let me look MTV in the eye right now. If it's just the OGs coming back in any season, I'm not watching it. That's very boring. No offense to everyone who's on Era 1, but I will not be watching that. That's very boring. You guys aren't that exciting anymore. We love you, but you're not that excited. Love Darrell. Love CT Down. All right? I love Rachel. Love Nina. But let me tell you something. All your storylines is not interesting anymore. It's not.
No.
You guys are really just there to be like, yeah, that's them. That's it.
That is it. I mean, it's full of bullshit. Like, what was it? Like, the OGs want to talk about integrity and morality and authenticity. And then you don't say fucking shit when this is, like, clearly unfair. And yeah. Listen, like if you're excited about getting the check to extend your story, Tina, what the fuck is your story? Being a motor mouth that loses? What the fuck story is that?
And, like... It's like, Rachel's the one who's really popping off. And
she, you know, she gotta relax.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, no one's putting any hate on Derek's name, da-da-da-da. And no one's putting hate on Derek's name. Derek is an OG for a fucking reason, and he is a legend for a fucking reason. Derek's the fucking shit.
Yeah.
But, in that moment, Horacio won, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And it
Derek
was like
better at trivia.
Like, I mean, it is what it is. You
oh,
know,
you
went
such a big legacy. Learn about it. Read about it. Read on it.
I mean, Derek hasn't said anything yet.
Pussy shit.
Yeah, Derek hasn't said anything yet. Neither has CT, and neither has Jarrell or anybody else. It seems like a lot of the conversation is stemming from Devin, Rachel, Horacio, Nerese, and Jordan. And Kylan. And yeah, Kylan went online to explain, like, this is weird. And then when Horacio, who the fuck is Horacio?
That's their, their shit name.
Oh, wow. That's really kind of cute. Horacio went online on live, and he was like, there's like so many situations in the past where I could think of where this just wouldn't have slide. Like when Nani went up against what's her name, the one that was partners with that big motherfucker that we hate, Big Brother.
I mean, you're talking about Fessy, but I'm supposed to know the chick.
Oh no, Fessy.
Oh,
Miranda.
Okay.
Mariah got there.
You should have been like,
she went up against Mariah, and they both had the pieces done at the same time, but because one of Mariah's pieces fell to the floor, she lost. And that's just the way it is. It's like finders keepers, like losers weepers. And it is what it is. If all his pieces fell on the floor, it's his responsibility to pick them the fuck back up. And he got to do what he got to do. That just is what that is. The producer shouldn't have stepped in. And I think they just didn't want season Era 1 to be weakened. Because they're already on life support. Let's talk about that. The fact that Derek wrote a... I'm about to do that for fucking... I love Derek. I'm about to do that for fucking everything. Like, no, listen... In this diagram, you see right here.
He just all right, support. This is why you shouldn't put me in. Very cute. He had a nice speech. He went in, though.
Yeah. It didn't work.
Also, like, if you're on life support, then, like, y'all aren't up for it anymore. And that's a very, like, hard thing to hear, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what was it? Our team is suffering. And whose fault is that? Like, if it's not your guys', like... If you guys just can't do it, then that means you just can't do it.
I actually think, like, to me, it's like, oh, well, like, we're a weak team because we're old. I'm like, I don't think that's it, actually. I actually think a lot of you guys are very strong. I think you guys are shit at communication. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's only it. Yeah, and Brad is especially shit at, like, input of knowledge. I don't know what's going on
all
with him.
All he is obsessed with Emily, yo.
Yeah, no, I think there's, like, something, like, I think...
He's checked out.
I don't think Era 1 is a weak team at all. I just think it's, like, communication problems. Yeah. And they need to, like, learn how to communicate better as a team and moving forward. And that's just from the only... We only see them in two two challenges so far. Mm-hmm. So how can you say that your team is on life support?
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, we're on life support right now. I'm just like, bro, then I don't want...
I think they're just going off of that because CT, like, hurt his back. But, I mean, like, CT with a hurt back or not, that's still CT. Come on now. He's not just good physically. He's kind of good mentally, too.
Yeah. But now I get, because we were like, why is Horacio leaving? Like, he's only done three challenges? Mm-hmm. Four?
Yeah.
I understand. Already leaving? Yeah, I'd be super fucking dejected, too.
Yeah. I'd be pissed.
Absolutely.
I'd be livid.
Because they're just like, oh, there was no chance for me winning, like, at all.
And MTV is like, it's, like, so funny. You have such a niche fan base. Like, I wouldn't try to reject any. Because anytime they post anything now, if you look at the comments, it's Horacio was robbed.
T.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and apparently Jenny called it out. But they edited that out, too. The Ooh. Second they announced that Derek won over Horacio, Jenna was immediately like, what? Like, and, like, was yelling at producers, was talking to everyone, like, that's not true, that's not what happened. And they edited it out.
You know what? Now, for the next episode, I want to really see, like, I wonder if they edit it out, but, like, I would have more tension against, like, Era 1. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be, like, looking at it like, this is some shit.
They're definitely favoriting Era 1 because they're the OGs, but, like, that's some bullshit. No one's watching that. I mean, I feel like you have to realize when it's, like, you're not the one who decides who the favorite is and who people are coming to watch for. You sent home what was potentially to be your new face of the challenge. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what he was being set up to be. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, Horacio was such a fan favorite. Yeah. It is. And yeah. Now, like, you treated him so shit that he don't want to come back.
Yeah.
Y'all did that with Leroy, too.
Yeah. Do better, MTV.
At the end of every podcast, Felicia does a quick little tarot read. And
I'm still going to watch the rest of the season. I'm just pissed about it. King of Swords.
The King of Swords. The King of Swords!
Upside down.
Indecisive, cruel, abusive, and manipulative. Okay, MTV, relax.
Thank you so much for watching. We post challenge videos every other podcast. Like, comment, subscribe.
And thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye! Bye.